This Gemara, Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis, has been discussing the issue of Lifne Iver Lo Sitei Michshol, don't enable sin. And the Mishnah gave an example that you don't put an animal under the control of an innkeeper, of a non-Jewish innkeeper, because that might enable the sin of bestiality. So we're about a third of the way up. Asks the Gemara, Nekevos, Eitzel Nekevos, my time alone yachdina. If that's the case, why can't we put a female animal under the control of a female Roman? What are they going to do? So I'm a Marukva Bar Chama. So Marukva Bar Chama gave the following answer. The Romans, the male Romans, are with many of the Roman women, including married women of others. So her male boyfriends might not have a chance to be with her. And if she has a female animal around, he's going to go for that female animal, Verova, and practice bestiality with that female animal. And other versions are, Afilu Motza Namirova. Even if he does find her, he's going to certainly practice bestiality with the female animal. Amar Marcus, it's been said earlier in the Masechta, Chaviva Alein Behemtin Shel Yisrael Yosem Inishosehem. The Romans, they'd rather do bestiality with a Jewish-owned animal than to have normal marital relations with their own wife.
Is that because they hate the Jews so much and they want to destroy their...
So the way the commentators explain, it's that because there's a principle that which is stolen is sweeter. Amayim genuvim yimtaku, the verse says, stolen waters taste sweeter. There's a sense that this is not allowed, and because it's not allowed, that's why they want to do it.
And also because it doesn't hurt the animal. We learned
it doesn't hurt their property.
Right.
It hurts the animal, but it doesn't hurt... Right, they don't own the animal.
I mean, isn't this a gezerah on a gezerah, though? Because if there's a gezerah that you shouldn't leave it alone, but then your gezerah that their spouse is going to be harmed?
No, it's not a gezerah to a gezerah. It's not that don't do X because X might lead to Y and Y might lead to Z, saying that this act itself might end up with the issue that we're worried about, bestiality.
But it can't be a nekeva and a nekeva anyway, so it's only...
No, because if you leave it with a nekeva, you'll also have a situation of bestiality. Not with this woman, but with the men who are coming to be with
that
this woman.
Place, whatever.
Yeah. Now, why is it that the Romans have such horrible deviance? Am Reb Yochanan, because Reb Yochanan taught, B'shah Shabbat Nachash Al Chava, when Eve committed the sin of eating from the tree, the serpent had intercourse with her. How do we know that? So I saw here in the footnotes, they quote two sources. On the one hand, the verse says that Chava said to God, "Anachash hisiani va'uchal." So hisiani sounds like the word nasauti. The snake married me, and I ate. And also, God tells the snake, "Ki asita zot," for you did this. It sounds like the snake did something, not that the snake just said something. So the snake actually had intercourse with Chava. When he did that, he told Bazuama, he placed in her a certain filth. So the Romans are descendants of Chava. They have this filth, and this filth pulls them to very lowly behaviors.
How could this snake have a...
It was a different type of snake. It was he had legs. It was a different type of snake.
But Rabbi, we are all descendants.
So now Kim says, but we're all descendants of Chava. Asks the Gemara, Yachi, if that's the case, Yisrael Nami. So the Jews also should have these urges, because the Jews are also descendants of Chava. Answers the Gemara, no, but the Jews are different. Yisrael Shamdol Har Sinai. The Jews stood at Sinai. When we stood at Sinai, we had the revelation of Sinai. Paskazu amasan, the filth that was in us stopped. Now, even though, as Shlomo Kluger points out in his book Avoda Savoda, but then we committed the sin of the golden calf, and the filth came back. But it was somewhat reduced. It was somewhat reduced. Being at Sinai reduced this filth, and we don't have the urge for animals like the non-Jews. The Jews became kosher Pesach. But the non-Jews who didn't stand on our Sinai, lo paskazu amasan, their filth did not.
Wouldn't we say Gentiles pretty much reached that stage today as well? I mean, I don't know, we don't hear too much about it.
I guess maybe not. Maybe now they're a little bit better. Maybe a little bit better. That's true. All right, so now talking about bestiality, we're worried to put an animal under the control of a non-Jewish innkeeper, that he's going to practice bestiality. What about birds? Yiboyle did a question. Ophosmai, can you put a bird in their control? So Tashma, come in here, proof. I'm review the Shmuel that even birds, it's a problem. He said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Anira iti over kochadim. I saw an idolatrous Roman. Shalakach avaz min ashuk. He took a geese from the market. Rava, he had intercourse with it. Then chanka, then he choked it. Then salah, then he roasted it. And then achla, then he ate it. And the Arabs are the worst about this.
Oh, they are.
The Gemara says.
The animals, they are.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin that in Saudi Arabia they have 9 of the 10 measures of immorality.
You don't want to be in the Middle East for Thanksgiving.
That's it. Amar of Yirmiyah Medifti. Yirmiyah Medifti said, Ani Raisi Aravi Echad, I saw an Arab from Arabia. Shalakach Yerech Min Ashuk. He bought just a piece of meat. He bought a thigh of meat from the market. And he was so crazy for bestiality, he carved out of it like a hole in order to do intercourse. Rava, he had intercourse with the piece of meat. And then Salah, then he roasted it for Achlan, he ate it. All right. So now,
I became vegetarian today.
So now, we're in the discussions of a problem of a contradiction. Our Mishnah says, if you come with your animal to an inn, you can't let the non-Jew take care of the animal because the non-Jew might have intercourse with the animal. Do bestiality. It would be lifnivir lasitein michshel. And yet, we quoted a Tosefta where the Tosefta says you can buy from the non-Jews sheep, goats, oxen, and then offer them as karbanos. You don't have to worry. Well, maybe it was used for idolatry. Maybe it was used for bestiality. So that was the contradiction. That's what we're trying to resolve. So now we have other answers. We're going to see two different answers. Ravina said like this, Lokash, I'll tell you what the answer to the contradiction is. It's not a contradiction. Our Mishnah is talking about in the first instance. In the first instance, you shouldn't put your animal under the control of a non-Jew because he might have intercourse with it. Ha, d'yevet. When the Tosefta says you can buy the sheep and the goats from the non-Jews and offer them as sacrifices and you don't have to worry that something was done to them, it's a reference to after the fact. So the way I saw here in the footnotes, they quote the Ritva explains like this. We have a concept called chazaka. There's a certain presumption. So when an animal's born, it was not a victim of bestiality. So therefore, that creates a presumption. The presumption is that it's not going to have bestiality. It's called a chazaka de meikara. The original state was not to have bestiality. So if I've already bought it from the non-Jew, and we say, okay, what happened? Maybe there was bestiality, maybe there wasn't bestiality. Well, there's a chazaka. We know at one point there was no bestiality. You should assume there still is no bestiality. However, chazaka is only in terms of clarifying a doubt about what happened. Chazaka doesn't mean that because of chazaka I know what will happen. So when I am about to deposit my animal with a non-Jew, I can't do that because maybe in terms of what will happen, the non-Jewish deviance and zuama and filth is going to lead them to actually having bestiality with the animal.
Is that the same sort of logic that we apply with a woman and she's captured and,
We're going to talk about women being captured soon. Yeah, those issues, that's right. So now, Umina Temran, how do I know to tell you? The Shani Ben Lachat Kilu Ben Ludiyaved, that there's a difference between, what I have to be worried about in the future versus what I should assume already happened in the past. Well, it's not. We lived in a Mishnah. A woman shouldn't seclude herself with these Romans. Because you have to suspect that these Romans are going to engage in intercourse. Or a minu, but I'll challenge you. We learned what Kim just quoted in Masechet Ksubos. A woman who was kidnapped and put into a jail and under the control of Romans. So it depends. Let's take the simplest way of understanding this Mishnah in Ksubos. It's talking about a wife of a Kohen. So a wife of a Kohen, if there's intercourse with her, even against her will, she becomes prohibited to the Kohen. So now, you have to figure out, was this woman raped? So al yedei mamon, if she was taken because of some monetary debt that she owed or the husband owed, muteres l'bayla, she's still permitted to her husband. Aydei nefashas, but if she was taken because they were planning to kill her, then Asura Labaila, now she becomes prohibited to her husband, because we assume that the Romans raped her. So now, why? Let's just talk about the first case for a second. Why, if she was taken for the sake of money, are we going to permit her to her husband? Elav, what do we have to say? Shema mina, because we assume like this. Shani la men lechatchilu diavet. There's a difference between in the first instance versus after the fact. Our Mishnah says a woman should not seclude herself with a Roman. That's in terms of in the first instance. She can't go put herself alone in a room with a Roman because she has to suspect that the Roman might do something with her and might, in fact, rape her, and then she'd become prohibited to Kohanim. However, if she was taken by a Roman and we got her out because she was taken for money, so now after the fact, we don't assume that something necessarily happened. We say, no, there was a chazaka and she's okay. That's probably what's going on here. So Gemara says, that's not the way to understand this. No. Mimai, who says that's what's going on? Dilma, maybe Lolomei Melocha, maybe I could tell you. Afilu Dieva Nami. Even after the fact, when we have fears of Roman behavior, even after the fact, we fear that the Roman behavior happened. It's not just about beforehand, it's also afterwards. Vach, but over here, Hainu Taima, this is the reason. Demisyare Mishum Hefseid Mamon. I'll tell you what's going on. When the Roman takes her because of money, he would like to have intercourse with her, but he's afraid to, because then he may not ever get the money. So, and Tehden, I can prove that's what's going on here. Diktani Seva, because it went on to say, Al-Yudei Nefashos, but if he took her because he was planning to kill her, then Asura, then she is prohibited to the Kohen, Labaila, to her husband, the Kohen. So you see that the issue is not because after the fact we're assuming, okay, let's assume nothing happened, but before the fact we have to worry something will happen. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is that for money, they're worried to lose their money, just like they'd be worried to rape their own animals, as we saw according to one opinion, because they're worried to lose money. But when they don't think there's money issues, they think they're going to kill her, they're not going to get money, then they go rape. The Sulomini, that's obviously what's going on in that Mishnah in Ksubo, that source from Ksubos, not anything else. Okay, so again, let's go back. We have a big problem that the whole Sugi is discussing. Our Mishnah says that an animal, if you, a Jew, have an animal, you can't go to the inn and let the innkeeper take care of it, because that might be enabling sin. The Roman innkeeper might practice bestiality. Then we have another source that says that you can buy animals from Romans and then use them as karbanos. Why aren't we worried that the animal had bestiality practiced on it? So, Pedas gives now another answer. Pedas Amar, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Harab Elezer, Haraban, maybe this is a machlokas tanayim about how do we assess Roman behavior. Reb Elezer, perhaps, is our Mishnah. He holds that we think that the Romans will do bestiality with animals. He would even say that you can't buy an animal from a Roman and use it as a carbon, because maybe there was bestiality done with it. And that source that says you could buy the animal from the Romans and use it as a carbon is the Rabbanan. And they would also disagree with our Mishnah. That's not, as we learned, in regards to paras chatas, the para aduma. We know that the para aduma was a unique service. It was a fully red cow. We only had 9 of them throughout our history. And this red cow would have to be 3 years old and be in a state of lo ala aleha old, and no yoke had ever gone over it, and never done malacha, never done work. And it would be taken to Mount of Olives, and on the Mount of Olives it would be slaughtered, and eventually it would be burned on the Mount of Olives, and these ashes on the red cow would go around throughout the nation and would be sprinkled on a person who was tamei meis to remove the impurity of contact with death, with dead bodies, or with being in the same room as the dead bodies. So, on the one hand, para aduma sounds like a karban. It's called paras chatas. It's called a chatas, a sin offering. On the other hand, it doesn't sound like a karban because it's done outside of the temple. It's done on Mount of Olives. It's not done in the temple. It's not done on the altar.
But the person who sprayed the thing. He gets tumah himself.
Not with tumas meis. He just has a tumah for a day. He goes to the mikvah, and that night he's fine. Uh-huh. So now, in regards to para aduma, we learned, Omer Blezer says, Ein ani kachas min ovdei kochavim. You can't buy the cow from a Gentile, from a Roman. So why? Presumably because the Romans, he thinks the Romans do intercourse with their animals. The chacham matirin, and the chacham say, you can buy the para aduma. So my lab, welcome iflugi. So Rabbi Pedas is explaining, this is the argument. Rebbe Lezer Savar Chayshin on the Revi'a. Rebbe Lezer says, I think the Romans, they're, you know, lowly. They have intercourse with their animals. Since they have intercourse with their animals, you can't buy the cow from them and use it as paraduma, because you have to suspect that the Romans had intercourse with it. For Rabbanan Savri, whereas the Rabbanan hold, lo chashin on the Revi'a. They hold that we don't suspect that there was intercourse between the Gentile and his animal. And since we don't suspect that there was intercourse between the Gentile and his animal, you can therefore buy the animal from the Gentiles and use it for paraduma. So the Rabbanan would disagree with our Mishnah too. So Gemara says, why do you say that that's what's going on? Mimai, who says? Dilma, maybe the Kuli Alma, maybe everybody agrees. Lo chashin l'revia. We're not suspecting that a Roman's going to have bestiality with the animal. But over here, I knew time with Rebbe Lezer. This is the reasoning of Rebbe Lezer. Kid Rav Yehuda, my Rav. The reason why Rebbe Lezer says you can't buy the animal, the cow from the Romans, it's not because of bestiality. It's because that he assumes that the Roman is going to work the cow. Rav Yehuda Marav said, you know what the definition of the cow, not the Torah says, Asher lo Allah aleha, a cow that never had a yoke on it. So Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, it doesn't even have to pull the yoke. Even hiniach aleha uda shel sakin, even if a person puts a bunch of empty sacks tied together on top of a red cow, possibly disqualify the red cow from serving as paraduma, becoming the ashes that can create purity. Uba'agala, and in regards to Egla Rufa, the calf that also, the calf that gets killed as an atonement by the sages of a city for the dead body being close to the city, the calf that has its head chopped off in the valley, Ad Shatim Shukba, it only gets disqualified if it actually pulled the yoke. As the verse says, Asher lo mashchaba ol, that she didn't pull in the yoke. But it wouldn't get disqualified just by having a bunch of bags on top of it. So, bottom line, what do we see is that it's very easy, according to Yehuda Merav, to disqualify a paraduma. So therefore, Mar Savar Chayshinan, maybe Rebbe Lezer, who says you can't buy a cow from the Romans, is because he thinks like Rebbe Yehuda Merav, and therefore he thinks you have to be suspect that the Romans, you know, put a little something on this cow, so therefore you can't buy it from them because it had a yoke on it. Umar Sav and the Chacham say you can buy a red cow from the Romans. They say that the Romans know that this is a very expensive thing, and that it's not likely that they're going to risk the chance to make such a lucrative sale to have a little comfort of a little something on it. So lo chashina, we're not worried that this cow ever had something on it, and that's why you can buy the cow and use it as a red cow, as the paraduma. So Gemara says, I can't imagine Rebbe Lezer thinks that. Lo salkadaitif, you can't think to say such a thing. Mishum naicha purta, for the little gain of having my cow take my empty bags, lo mafsituv, I wouldn't be willing to lose such an enormous amount, the wealth. That doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, well, if that's your logic, so then your own opinion, what did you say? You're saying, Rabbi Pedas, that according to Rabbi Lezer, we're worried that the Roman had bestiality with his cow. I understand. We say the same thing. Because of a little bit of benefit, he's going to risk being able to make this sale to sell the animal to the Jews. The Jews aren't going to buy it if it had bestiality. So the Gemara says, well, we said before, Roman shepherds do know how to assess. There's damage that's caused. So the Gemara says like this, Hasam Yitzro Tokfo. If you're going to say that according to Rebbe Lezer, we're worried that the Romans add bestiality, you know, there are tremendous urges for it. So since there's a tremendous urge, so his urge causes him to make a really bad financial decision. But if we're talking about just putting a bag on top of a red cow, it, you know, there's no tremendous urge. It's not the sexual drive. So that, you know, that there's no reason to think you would do that if it's going to risk so much money. So the Gemara says, I still don't think you're right. V'dilma, maybe, d'kuliyama lo chashin l'revia. Maybe both Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanan do not think that we assume the Romans had intercourse with their cows. V'achayna time with Rebbe Lezer. But I'll tell you why Rebbe Lezer says you can't buy the cow from the Roman. K'datani shila. Maybe it's because that's part of the laws of the red cow. The Tani Shila said, Shila taught, My time to Belezer. What's the reason to give Belezer? Go to the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. The Torah talks about the red cow. Daber al bnei Yisrael, command the Jewish people. V'yikhu elecha bnei Yisrael. V'yikhu elecha. The Torah says, and they shall buy for your sake. Para aduma. So it's saying the Jews buy from the Jews. Bnei Yisrael yikhu. It's Jews that you're buying from. V'yino v'kachavim yikhu. But from the non-Jews, you can't be buying it from them. So it's an issue only in red cows. You can't think to say that. Tani Sefer, because it says in the end of that source about the red cow, that Rebbe Elezer says you can't buy a red cow from a Roman. Rebbe Elezer says that a red cow bought from a Roman is disqualified for Paraduma, and in all other karbanos, a karban ola, a karban shlamim, a karban chatas, a karban asham, whatever karban, you can't buy your kvasim, your izim, your parim, you can't buy the animals from the Romans. So why is he disqualifying them all? If you're going to think in the Tani Shila, the way Shila taught, that it's based on the pasuk about red cow, the pasuk about the red cow talks about purchasing possibly only from Jews, elakulu karbanos. But when you talk about all the other karbanos, kicha ksivbu, does the Torah ever say that when you have to bring a carbon, you have to buy it from a Jew? No. So I says, still, I don't think you can say that you're the answer of Rabbi Pedas. V'dilman, maybe ad kan lo pligi rabbanan leid Rabbi Elazar. Maybe the rabbanan only argue with Rabbi Elazar and say, you could buy a cow from the Romans and use it as paraduma. Ela but para only in regards to the red cow to damea yikarin, because that's a very expensive purchase. So since it's a very expensive purchase, even though the Roman has a Yetzirah to do bestiality, he overcomes himself in order to make the deal and get a lot of money. Al Bashar Karbanos, but maybe in regards to other Karbanos, maybe Modulay, maybe the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elezer. And we're trying to explain a source, which we saw at the very top of Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, Lokhen Mehen Behemel Karban. You can buy from the Romans animals for Karbanos. It sounds like all the Karbanos you can buy. So maybe in other karbanos, they would agree. So the Gemara says, how can you say that? Rabbi Pedas's point is, we had a contradiction. We have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says we're worried that the Romans do bestiality. That source that says you can buy from Romans animals for karbanos seems to say that we're not worried about bestiality. So we had this contradiction. So Elohad Tanya, so this price that we learned, Lokan Mehen Behemel Karban, you can buy from them an animal for karbanos. Money, who's going to explain that? Lower Belezer certainly doesn't work with Rebbe Elezer because he says even the cows with Paraduma, they're going to be doing bestiality. For Lower Rabbanan, now according to what you're saying now, it doesn't work with the Rabbanan either because you're saying the Rabbanan only said that they're going to control themselves from bestiality with the red cow, but not in regards to other Karbanos. Vote. And furthermore, what's the question?
But didn't we always learn that we bought during the siege, we bought every day an animal from the Romans.
Yes.
And, you know, one day they sent up a pig. But yes. So what are they arguing? They know we bought a cow, or we bought
sheep
from the Romans.
Because of that historical source. Right.
So isn't that...
But I think there's a difference there, right? There was a siege. You didn't have any other animals available. So when you have a choice, right, this is... It's certainly only based on a suspicion, right? It's not that we know that the Romans did, that they defiled the animal, right? We're saying, do you have to have this suspicion and not take this risk? But when you're in a worst-case scenario, you're in a siege, you don't have any animals in the Beis HaMikdash, so you have to take the risk. It's better than nothing. We have a rule called Shas Hatcha Kibidi Eved Dami. Like when you're under duress, bad conditions. It's like after the fact. It's like you didn't have a choice. So,
I mean, they took the contaminated animal for korban because they have no choice. No. Better not
but you never know that it's contaminated. It's a suspicion that it might be contaminated.
Because of that suspicion, it should not have been done. I think.
No carbon brought in the whole world. No carbon brought. The whole world collapsed. They had to take the risk.
Do we see Kasi Sorrel? I mean, is this all the same concept?
We're going to get to that. We'll get there. We'll get there. So furthermore, vote Tanya Behedi. We also have a Braisa. Mayo Sivulei Chavroi. What did the rabbis say to Rebbe Elezer? They said, the verse says in the future, Koltzon Kedar, Yikab Tzulach, all the sheep of the Arabs of Kedar, of Yishmael, will be gathered to you. Ya'alula ratzon al mizbechi, and they will be offered and show a lot of favor, garner a lot of favor on my altar. So it says it in the future, we're going to use Arab sheep as karbanos. So you see that we will accept karbanos from the non-Jews, and we're not worried that the non-Jews had intercourse. So you see that what are the sages asking about? They're not asking about Parah Aduma. They're asking about all karbanos. So you see that they were permitting all karbanos. And Rabbi Elazar was prohibiting all karbanos, not just Parah Aduma. So that in fact proves that that's the case, and he can't give the suggestion that we said, that maybe the sages agreed to Rabbi Elazar in regards to animals other than Parah Aduma. Okay. So that completes that. That's Rabbi Pedas's answer.
Rabbi, these guys, they did everything to diminish the Jewish religion. Everything possible.
The Arabs, Romans,
yeah. The Greeks. Okay. So how could you trust them and buy them animal for the Korbanot in Beit HaMikdash?
Okay. You're like Rabbi Elazar.
You know.
It's your name.
Rabbi Elazar.
That's what it is.
Says the Gemara. Ad kamo pligi. Now. The whole argument here is just about the question, b'chashasha. Do we suspect that the Roman did bestiality? Do we not suspect that? Avalecha devadei rava. But if, let's say, we see a Roman do bestiality with a red cow in his flock, pasla, then if clearly he disqualifies the red cow. So now why? Why? As I mentioned, as we began this discussion, there's a little bit of ambiguity about Parah Aduma. On the one hand, it's called chatas. On the other hand, it's not offered on the altar. So karbanos normally have to be on the altar. On the other hand, this is called a chatas. It's called a sin offering. So maybe, shmamina, does this prove the fact that bestiality would disqualify the red cow? To para kachim is be'achi, that para aduma is a regular karban. But it's a karban. It has the sanctity of the mizbeach. But it's just not offered on the mizbeach. Because if you're going to say that the sanctity of Parah Aduma is not the sanctity of Karbanos, but it's the sanctity of the temple building, of repairing the building, would intercourse, would bestiality with it disqualify it? So the Gemara says like this, really, it is Berek Habayis. But even though it's Berek Habayis, even though it's the holiness of the temple building, but it's also called Chatas. Shiny Parah Aduma is different. The Chatas Kari Rachmana, Hashem called it a Chatas. So since Hashem calls it a chatas, it has some of the laws of a karban chatas. So Gemara says, one second, elameata, if you're going to say that it has some of the laws of a karban chatas, tipasel biyotze dofen, if the Parah Aduma wasn't born naturally, but it was a C-section, it was cut out from the stomach, it should be disqualified. Because the verse says, in regards to karbanos, shoro kesev o'ez ki yivale, an ox or a goat or a sheep, that it is born. And the Gemara says it has to be born, but it can't be that it didn't have leida. It was just taken out of the stomach. That would be disqualified as a chatas. So then Parah Aduma, that is a C-section, should also be disqualified. And if you're going to tell me the Hite Machanam, you're going to tell me, yeah, Parah Aduma that's from a C-section is disqualified. Alamatanya. But why do we learn in a Braisa that there's an argument about that? Hikdi should be Yotze Dofen if you take an animal. That was taken out of the stomach, and you dedicate it as Parah Aduma, psula. The Chachamim say it's disqualified. However, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it is okay. Rabbi Shimon L'tameh. Maybe you're going to say, well, Rabbi Shimon is just being consistent to what he taught us in Maseches Nida. We know that when a woman gives birth, there is a special impurity, Tumas Leida, 7 days if she gave birth to a boy, 14 days if she gave birth to a girl. What happens if there was a C-section? It wasn't a normal birth. So now Reb Shimon says, Yotzei Dofen Vlad Mal Yehu, if it comes out of the stomach, a C-section is a full-fledged child with all of the impurity of Leda. So therefore he would also say that through a C-section it's a Leda, and it's kosher for Parah Aduma. Ivam Reb Yochan, but Reb Yochan said about what Reb Shimon said in regards to Tumas Leda. Modai Reb Shimon Yin Kachim, Reb Shimon though agrees in regards to Karban Chatas, a Karban, Sheino Kadosh, you can't use it as a carbon because it's not kivaleid, it's not born. So now, if you're going to say para has the status of chatas, so then para shouldn't be able to be used, according to Rabbi Shimon, as you can't use as a para aduma, that which is a yotzi dofen, that which is a C-section. So the Gemara says, okay, we have to say that no, para is not just called chatas, as we said before, para aduma is kachem is beach. It's a carbon. That's what the Chachamim hold, that C-section is no good. That's what the Chachamim hold, that you can't get it from, if there was bestiality, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds that Parah Aduma is Kachet Bet HaKabayis, and that's why Rabbi Shimon permits a C-section animal to be used as Parah Aduma. Ella, so if so, why is a para disqualified from if it was bestiality? Shiny para, Reb Shimon will say like this: the para can be used if it's a C-section. It could be used because the para, according to Reb Shimon, is only kachet bet HaKabayis. So why would kachet bet HaKabayis be disqualified through bestiality? It's the following reason: holumum po silba. Since if there's a blemish, the para is no good. Tvar erva, if there was bestiality or avodah zarah, or if it was worshipped as an idol, nami po silba, they will also disqualify it from being used as para aduma. Dichsiv, because it says in regards to the sacrifices, ki mash chasam bahem mumbam lo yiratzu lachem. They're all corrupted. They have a blemish. They are not accepted to you. So then he talks about corruption and links it. There's a hekesh between corruption and a blemish. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel was taught in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Kamakash and Amarash Chas, or whatever. It talks about corruption. Einuel Dvar Erva Vavodah Zarah. It could either mean immorality or it can mean idolatry. Dvar Erva, we know that immorality is called corruption, as it says in the flood. Kish is called Basaras Darkola Arts. For all flesh have corrupted their way on earth. Avodah Zarah Dachsiv. And in regards to idolatry, as it says, As Tashkisun, then you will be Pen Tashkisun, lest you be corrupt. Vasisem Lachem Pesel, you make for yourself an idol. So Gemara says, "Vaha paranami," and therefore this paraduma, even though it's kadshe bere kabayis, there is a law. Holumum posilba, according to Rabbi Shimon, since a blemish would disqualify it. So if there was bestiality or idolatry, it also disqualifies it, but not that it is called chatas. It's just a regular kadshe bere kabayis, and certainly not that it is kadshe mizbeach, according to Rabbi Shimon. Goof, we learned before. What did Sheila explain? Sheila explained my time to Belezer. What's the reason for Belezer, who says you can't buy a red cow from a Roman and use it as the red cow? They're saying because the Pasuk says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'yikoy lecha para aduma, command the children of Israel and purchase a red cow. B'nei Yisrael, yikoy, you can buy from the Jews. V'ein ovde kocham, yikoy, you can't buy from the non-Jews. Elamehat, if that's the case. So one second, Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'yikuli truma, speak to the Jewish people and they should take for me, for my sake, the donations to build the Beis HaMikdash and to make the garments of the Kohanim. Hachanami the b'nei Yisrael yikuli v'en ovdei kochav yikuli. You're going to say the same thing? You can only get donations from Jews and not from non-Jews? V'chitei machanami, if you're going to say that that's the case. Well, we know the famous story about Dama ben Asina. Hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, didn't we know that Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel? Shalus Rav Elezer, they asked Rav Elezer, Ad heichan kibud ava'im, how far do you have to go to honor your father and mother? Amalem, he said, Sur Uma Asa Ovid Kochav Mechad Lav Baskalon. Go look at what a certain idolater, a certain Roman, did for his father, and they were living in Ashkelon. Dama ben Asina Shmo. It was Dama ben Asina. What was the issue? Pamachas Bikshim Yemenu Avanim Le'efod. The rabbis had come, they wanted to purchase from him the special onyx stones for the apron of the Kohen Gadol. They offered to him Shishim Ribu Schar, 600,000 dinars. Rav Kahana Masni Bishmonim Ribu, they offered him 800,000 dinar. And his father was asleep with the keys underneath the pillow. Velot Tziaro, and Dama ben Asina wouldn't cause pain to his father. So the Gemara says, you see, that you can use Gentile stuff for the temple. So the Gemara says, no, maybe there was for the Avnei Shoham. So Avnei Shoham, the onyx stones, Sipsakinian, they were disrupted from the Yikhuli Chumam Ibn Yisrael. So the Gemara says, one second, for Avnei Miluim Ksib, it also says Ve Avnei Miluim, and stones that fill sockets, the Hadar Arvi, that means connecting it all to the laws of Yikhuli Chumam. Neis b'nei Yisrael. Vod katani seifan. We learn later that they got a red cow from him. So the Gemara is going to give an answer that he sold through a Jewish merchant, a Jewish broker.
C-section is kosher or is not?